Okay, we have a Mizumin. Oh, here comes every Greenspan. I think, where does he sit? Maybe you sit down. Okay, so we're learning Ktzais. We actually should keep a record of which Ktzais we learned and write a synopsis of it. If we don't do it now, we're never going to do it, because we're going to learn some in Gimel, Sif Katan Aleph, Lais Aleph. We're going to wait for every Greenspan.
Oh, is that what we're starting today, bro?
Yeah.
Gimel Aleph.
We finished Aleph Ches.
Okay.
We learned Ayin Vav and Ayin Zayin and Ayin Ches.
Oh. Okay, I'll ask you.
And we're going to learn today Gimel Aleph.
Right.
We know that. Hashem, not the whole Gimel Aleph, probably. Here we're going to embark. This has already a Nesivus and a Meshaviv Nesivus. They're always exciting. Nesivus sometimes attacks the Ktzais. And Meshaviv Nesivus, the Ktzais, attacking and attack. Or defending himself. Meshaviv Nesivus. So it's always exciting when you learn a Ktzais and there's a Nesivus on it and there's a Meshaviv on it. You see, Mom, it's like back and forth. But we're going to talk about the whole feeling below. You have to swallow something flavorful. Took a while. You can't talk till you swallow.
Until
you swallow, you have to swallow. Mm-hmm. Don't make a breath if you don't swallow. So I was waiting for to swallow something flavorful. Okay. Ain't bezna pachos mishlosha. That's the din of the Shulchan Aruch. So I'll just use this sefer to give us a little more background. The Rambam Paschal is like Shmuel in the Gemara. I mean, it's going to be a shortcut, but it'll give us some background. The Rambam Paschal is like Shmuel in the Gemara, that a Dayan Echad is enough, really. One Dayan is enough. With your eyes. That's the Rambam says, Mutal Echad Lodim in HaTorah, which means, by the way, we're going to see in the Ktzais, what does it mean? He's a shame Dayan. What is the relevance of that? Does it mean he can force the parties to be done that slow? What is his koach? If the parties agree, they can go to anybody. They can go to any jerk. Vukadas Ravach Mederisoivrim Tzorch Shloisha. Vukadas Ravach Ushmul Dvar Torah Bechad Sagi. That's what the Rambam passes. Now there is a Gemara that you have to be familiar with this phrase, Shlichusayu Kol Dinim. But the Botidinim nowadays are acting as surrogates for the earlier Doros. They empowered us to be their Shluchim, to be Dan. That's usually said when there's a necessity for Smuchim. So we say we're doing Shlichusayu, and we only are doing Shlichusayu in. Uh-oh, there goes my theory.
Right?
I said you were the same person because you never come together. We're learning Gimel Aleph. So then, and there's only certain things that Shlichusayu Kavdina, like there's no Shlichusayu Kavdina by Knossos, there's no Shlichusayu Kavdina when it's not Motsui, there's rules. But there are two shittas in the Gemara, whether you need Shlosha, and you always need Smuchim. It's learned out from the amount of times it says Elohim in the parasha. So if you need Shlosha, you need Smuchim. So that's the diyun. Is it one or is it three on a derisal level? So let's see if that's enough to learn back now for the Ktzais. Let's see.
Right, when we say Elohim, Lashon Cholin, when we say that it's talking about Beis Din, when the Pasuk talking about Beis Din says Elohim, we can say Elohim because it's like Lashon Chol?
Yeah. like saying Moshe and Aaron. It says also Elohim. Zelashon Rambam Perek Beis Milchus Sanhedrin Alocha Yud. Yeah, everybody have it. Gimel Aleph. Zelashon Rambam Perek Beis Milchus Sanhedrin Alocha Yud. Mutal Echad Lodun Min HaTorah. Shneba B'Tzedek Tishbar Amisecha. So there's a Loshon Yachid there. We give you Seifer and Tzarek Shlosha. Vu Gadas Ravachu Shmuel Devar Torah B'Chad Sadi. Avul sugi the perek achoy vel the perek hamagareish mashma the filip divi momenis as opposed to the foshus, let's say, or being on tlosu mumchin min haTorah. The amrisham gabi hodos valvos, that's usually a reference to momenis that are motzui and everyday transactions are called hodos valvos. That's the phrase of the Gemara for everyday transactions which are motzui and kamin, etc. So it says in the Gemara, in Gittin, and in Bava Kama, Danon Shlichu say the Kamoi Kavdin. We're acting as Shluchim of the early Doros. Umashma, the Lule Zos, ain't be Odein Elodin Dinei Ados Valdos. So what's going on here? Mizeh Viu Kama Pois Kimraya, from that Gemara of Shlichu Sayo Kavdinon by Ados Valdos. So many places can bring a riot. Afilu medini haydos valvos minatayr binu shloshim mumchin. Not like the Rambam. Vayin baran b'chidushav chosh v'laraya mehach sugi the perek achoyvol, which is in Bava Kama u'megarish v'megarish. U'b'shach hikshal Rambam b'sugi hanal. Shach taka asks on the Rambam from the sugi because of shlo hergishu b'zeh Rashba. Vakesef Mishnah, Valecha Mishnah. They don't attack the Rambam anywhere for this. Avalon Elam Neilam Dovar, says the Ktsois. Uporkosa Bakesef Mishnah in Perikei Yilchasanedon Lochachez Delishono, Vitemuhu Lepsak Shalom. Am I Itzlich Lememor, Hodos Valdo, Shlichusayuk, the Kamoi Abdinon? So the Kesef Mishnah does ask it in Perikei Yilchasanedon. Ayan Shop. The Tzorchiyun? Ayan Shop. So now we're learning Ktsais. The Rambam Paskins, like the Mandiyomer and the Gemara, that you can be done in a Torah with one. It's a Kama and in Gittin. The Gemara talks about very casually a Stom of the Gemara, Shlichu Sayoko Avdinon, which would certainly seem to mean that you have to have three Smuchim. Because three goes together with Smuchim. Because three is learned out, as I said, from the amount of times it says Elohim in the Parsha. And therefore there's three, but Elohim means Ayonim Mumchim, with Smicha, the real Smicha. So that goes together. So Shlichu Sayo Kavdinon, again, Shlichu Sayo Kavdinon is always with a limitation. Shlichu Sayo Kavdinon and Rabbanon only said that Shlichu Sayo Kavdinon and things like that are very Matsui, Yesh Pochisoran Kiss is another requirement. Like Knossos has no, maybe Knossos has Pochisoran Kiss, but it's not Matsui, whatever.
What means three?
We're like three mumchen. Yeah. In order to be able to adjudicate day to day, maybe three, maybe not mumchen. I don't know. Maybe you do need three still, but not mumchen.
But it means three, right? That's what the kasha. Because it says over there, the Gemara says the basin is lichusayu. And the Rambam says you only need one.
You want to bug into the arise from one with your one and three. If that would be the case, then you wouldn't have to say Shlichusayu Kavdinon.
Why?
Because you don't need Smuchim. For Mominus, you don't need Smuchim.
Smuchim and Mumchim is synonymous.
Yeah. I mean, okay, yes.
Smuchim means three.
No.
So I'm not getting a connection here.
If you need one, you don't need smuchim. Because it's not learned out from Elohim. It's learned out from the Sefer Tishbar Amisecha. There is one caveat. The Ran and the Dorim, Magabi HaTorah, and the Dorim, has a diyun if mumchin means smuchim, lekabe hataras nadarim. The bezlin of three for hataras nadarim. If you need smuchim, or you just need mumchin, boki and hilchus nadarim. But usually it's synonymous. Or not synonymous, but it's interchangeable. Venerally Yashes. Vimashim of Wurm and Dimre Toysvus. There's a Toysvus that's clear. Gafilu Neymon, Menatoyra Bechad Sagi Lodun. Avalakopon Medine Kfiya Vadei Tzorech Mumchim. To force the psak to be carried out, to force someone to carry out the psak bezdin. Kfiya is already a koach, a shlita of a bezdin, to force someone to do something, that's already beyond paskening. Right, I can force him, I can hit him, I can twist his arm, I can maybe take away his money, we'll see about that. That koach bezdin of kfiya needs smuchim.
Hefker bezdin.
Not necessarily, we could be talking about hitting him. It's not even clear we're talking about taking away his money. We're for sure talking about forcing him, you know, putting him in jail, lashing him. We're talking about forcing him to do the psak.
So this manenu, that's out.
Maybe. Why?
Smoothing, there's no smoothing today.
Yeah, so that's what the Ksois is going to say. That's for that you need the Ksois. But he's saying you sold. This is the Ksois is your sold. That even if you only need one to be done, well, that disagrees from Toysus. Even if you only need one to be done, but you need three mumchen to be kaifer. He forced husbands to give a get when it was called for. How could we be ma'ase a get? We are hedyotos. So that pasuk, first places, is for the idiom of kfiya. That's its own limud that you need smuchim. The word Elohim is lava mila de isi mairi ela bedin ba'alma. The word Elohim is I'm talking about being down to din. Right? So that's what he's extrapolating from Tosfos, that there's poshut two dinim. There's a din of smuchim to be done, which is learnt out from Elohim, kosel b'parsha. Then there's a din smuchim that you need from, that you need for kfiya, which was learned out from Vela Mishpatim Ashatosim Lefnehem Velo Lefneha Jotos. That's the mute. So that's where you, and that's talking about Dine Kfiya.
Religious coercion.
Vahad Damash Malay. No, it's not religious coercion. No, we're forcing him to carry out the Psak Bezdin. That's Shoftim Mishotrim. That's not religious coercion. Even a secular system would have means of forcing a person to carry out the psak of a din, because everybody understands that if there's no shotrim, there effectively ain't no shoftim. Without a means of enforcing yipsak, unfortunately, as we know only too well, without enforcing yipsak, the psak is essentially meaningless. You might as well not have bothered. Now the Ksois will explain where do you come to Isui in that pasuk. Still Toysus. Where do I get that from? That Lefneim Velo Lefneim Jotos is talking about Isui. Bishum the Darshinu Lekamon Miashatosim Lefneim Elu Klei Adayonim Deshaich Behem Sima. It's talking about a race, a whip, a stick, and the things that we'll talk about with polite company. But that's what it's talking about. Asher Tosim Lefneim and Memeilo Lefneim Lo Lefneim Yotus is talking about Esau. So that's Tosis. Mavur Midivreihem says the Tosis. Wait a second. Look at what we have found here in Tosis. The Nehida Din Yochelias Al Pi Yochid. It's Mamish Tudinim Tupsukim. So theoretically, the first din you can hold, you cannot hold of, meaning you can learn out from Betzedek Tishpata Misecha that you can be done with one, not from the three mentions of the word Elohim in the Parsha that you need three.
Deraisa or Derabanan?
Deraisa, we're talking about Deraisa. Oh. But his, again, the din can be al piyachid hedyo, meaning you don't have to hold it at first Rasha. Of the lokov vaday bina mumchin, that there's no machlokas in the second drasha. Lefnei v'lo lefnei hejotos, which Tosha says is talking about klei that yonim. Isui means to force. Mishum dashetosum lefnei ame leklei adayonim koi al shivim skenim. Oh, ashetosum lefnei ame, it's talking about shivim skenim. And remelo we darshim v'lo lefnei hejotos.
Clay dynamic sticks and whips and stuff?
Yeah. Rochi Shombu Ubu, the Yosef Rav Yosef, who called Ma'asi Agita, the Yosef with four husbands to give a get, when it was called for, come on. The Elusha Kofanosa Lahotzi, come on. Vashke Abaye Vomaloi Hotzan, Lefneim Lo Lefneha Jotos, right? And he quoted that pasuk. He didn't quote the pasuk of Elohim, he quoted the pasuk of Lefneim Lo Lefneha Jotos. We have no authority to force, to force someone to carry out a success. And this is where Rav Yosef said his answer. Now, the Tosha is going to explain that Tushtel now. Just like Odos Valdos. Because Odos Valdos Pashas are talking about being done the din. So that's what he's explaining. Rahainu, Dolaman the Yomash Shibud Alav the Araisa. Yol Shibud Alav the Araisa. Meaning, your karka is not automatically Meshubid to pay up a loan. So why do you have to pay up a loan? You can be a wise guy. Why should I pay up a loan? Like I say, most people do ask. Why should I pay up a loan? But if Shibud allowed the Arise, apparently it's a very good question. What is my compelling reason to pay up a loan? So the answer is, the Prius Mochay Mitzvah. You have to pay up a loan. Prius Mochay Mitzvah. You can't aim below the Mishum Prius Mochay Mitzvah. From Mina Beperek HaKoysev, so the Gemara says in Perek HaKoysev, with the Doch, the Amrit Pius Bachlei Mitzvah, Amalei Lenichali Lemebet Mitzvah Mai, so what are you going to do if a guy says, I don't feel like doing this mitzvah? Right? So the Gemara answers, you force a person to do mitzvahs. From Mina Nalo HaKoyfen Oso, Vayinu Dutam Lulu Lady Oso, Sukkah Eni Oso, Kofen Oso, Makin Oso, Tzitzin Avsho. Certainly, Bezdin forces people to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. That's religious coercion. They force people to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. In Cain, Gabi Hodos, Val Vols, the Kofinos of the Kaim HaMitzvah HaMutal Olam. So even if Shibud Alav the Araisa, no, I'm sorry, not even. If Shibud Alav the Araisa, we are Kofa him to fulfill his mandate, that he, his obligation under the Mitzvah, Pius Lopay Mitzvah.
Yeah, even. Why not even?
What?
Why not even?
What did I say?
He said, no, not even.
Yeah, what was the phrase?
Even though it's not the Araisa.
That's not what I said.
No.
You force him to do, even though.
Even she would allow the Araisa.
Yeah.
She would allow the Araisa.
He forced him. Said even. He said not even.
Right. Not even though she would allow the Araisa. Oh, yeah. Of course she would allow the Araisa. Because if she would do the Araisa, you can go take the money away from him without it being an act of coercion. You take the money away from him because it's Meshubit to the other guy. The guy has a Kenyan in it. You can take it away because it's like his. Could be going from. It's if she would allow the Araisa that you need to come on to a chiddush, that you can force a guy to pay up a chayim because Pius Bachayim mitzvah and you're kaifin all the mitzvahs.
And even though she would love the Araisa, you could still get him.
I'm not gonna argue. If that works for you, that's fine. In a sense, it's even. Really, the two are unconnected. There's no reason why you couldn't say that. The reason I didn't want to say even is because Adarabba, that Kiddush is said because we're forced into it. If she buddhas la diraisa, if she buddhas diraisa, you don't know that chiddush, because you can collect it based on yeshivut.
And so it's in the klal of agitate nafsho.
Yeah, maybe it's literal, maybe not literal. So what gives you the right to do that? What gives you the right to force a guy to do mitzvahs? Sure, man wants to walk into a base madrash and he wants to make sure everybody does mitzvahs. We have to stop the man. He's a mad man. So you're not allowed to do it unless you have smicha, the real smicha, or smicha sayukav dina. That gives you the right to be kaifim. You can't get those on those, the kominos of the kaima mitzvah mutalov. Val korchok, but it's only because the chusayah the kamoi kav dinun. Again, who had the nami, the kofinos of beget. The kaima mitzvah mutalov. Nochamo, bafogad anon, lav bene kfiya ninu. Anon, adjoitus, anon. Because we are kaifim. Our mitzvahs, Rabbi, and Rabbi holds like that. Rabbi is really like the shmutal of the araisa. So he has to hold of the chiddush that you look at it from the perspective of priest b'chayv mitzvah, and you force him to do a mitzvah. So the same thing by a get, you force him to give a get. There's a mitzvah for him to give a get. We pass him, he has to give a get. Which goes to tell you the fair kind of zok in my shop. The shaper hadalei Rav Yosef Labai immediately have a dos val vos. Vafilu lefima shekosov Ramban the chiddush of soif bov basra the gamlam on the yomah shibud alav the oraisa. Yorim l'nuchasov. So the Chayyur, the Ramban is saying there's no kfiya if she would allow the araisa. So there's no makor for kfiya. You can't be kaifa to do. Yeah. So he's saying no. That at the rabbi, why could you go going for his money according to the Ramban if she would allow the araisa? Why? Because that's your way of forcing him. Says the Ramban. Says the Ksois. That's your way of forcing him. You don't have to force a guy by beating him up. You can force a guy by taking away his money forcibly. The gamlam on the yomish would allow the araisa yordan l'nechasov. Time of the day if he dabez the rishon lokavaisai. It's gufa because of the din of kfiya. B'chol midah the kfiya the kayim mitzvaso. Lochanam the yordan l'nechasov b'shem kfiya. So we are yordan l'nechasov b'shem kfiya, not because of shibud. See, you understand the difference? If there's a shibud, I can go into your nechasim and take it away because the other fella has a shibud on it. So it's like he could collect it. It's like his nechasim. The shibud is a chatzikinyan, the Rishonim call it. So it belongs to him, ke'ilu. So you take it and you give it to him. That's not a kfiya on the gavra to pay up the loan. It's a collection from the karka because there's a shibud on it. But if she would allow the araisa, meaning with the araisa there's no such thing as shibud, chatzikinyan, no such thing. So then the reason he has to pay up the loan is because of kriyas b'chayv mitzvah.
That's already.
Then you have to have a koyach more.
Then it comes out to kfiya dati. Basically, it comes out to chilek.
Right. Then kfiya. That's why you need, and that's why you need the shusayim problem.
Kfiya dati.
Yeah. Right, the kfiya today, the kind of mitzvah of a kachlan. Can't keep an ain't oil on the target. Kfiya, when the chosim ain't a mushu bodim, you can't mucha, the shlichusayu de kamoi kov dinon. You're going to like the deceivers. We're going to learn it tomorrow night. Mitzvah Shem. Deceivers says, you can, according to the Ksoish, it turns out, to be kaifa someone to do a mitzvah, you need bezdin mumchin, it's just that maybe shlichusayu kov dinon. Right? Mm-hmm. You're going to like the deceivers. The deceivers are going to say, no, anybody could, I can beat you up if you're not doing a mitzvah. I could force you to do a mitzvah. I don't have to be a bezdin. I could beat you up. What?
Pintus.
Well, I don't know. We're talking about forcing someone to do the right thing. Pinchas wasn't forcing anybody to do anything. He was killing. We're talking about forcing. So we'll see the deceivers really neither tomorrow. But the choice is clear that only a bezin can force someone to do mitzvahs, and that's why you need the chesayim kavdim.
And if she would love the rice that they could, or now kofa to take the money, you already threw his nechasa.
They could choose,
or they could
be kofa.
They can do whatever they want.
I don't like to let them beat him up. They beat him up as much like an onus.
What's that? Achitetsinash?
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Okay.
You're forcing him to do
it.
If he'll do it after one smack, So you're only allowed to give one smack, and you're over this if you give two smacks. It's only a way to compel him to do it.
But wouldn't it be just to collect the money from his property? Wouldn't that be the most?
That's exactly what the Ramban does say. You would be yoyer l'nechosov if you can, and only not always can you. You would be yoyer l'nechosov if you can, even if you would allow the araisa. Why? I remember the lashon of the Rishonim is actually that kofeyu b'gufo tichpeyu b'mamono. If you could hit a guy, you certainly could take away his money. Okay, so that's the Nesidis. Let's try to finish it. So he's Vazel Hashoyin HaBach, the Siman Aleph. You have it? We're in the end of the Ktsois. Vazel Hashoyin HaBach, the Siman Aleph. For me, who calls for Tysus Lashom, the Mili de Kfiya Dafka bin and Smuchim, Afila Bashar call on Mishpotim. Kedemashma vidad Hashinu Nishatosim Lufnaya Melu Klea Dayonim, Abel Vazin Da Alma, the Lav Mili de Kfiya, Loi Bein and Mumchin, that's according to the Rambam, I guess, Bashar call on Mishpotim. I guess that's the Rambam sheet. That he passes, you don't need smuchim. But for kfiya, you always need smuchim. That's the precise skiddish. We're learning the precise gimel aleph, the precise machadish, like two things, sort of. One is that kfiya needs smuchim and a bezdin, full three smuchim, even if the etzim din only needs one. And that's why the Gemara talks about shlichusayo kavdino, and even according to the Rambam, Paskin's effort could be done, and it turns out that we'll force a guy to be mekayim his obligation, even if it's a monetary obligation, and that's why shlichusayo kavdino, because we're forcing him, and kfiya always needs a proper vessel.
How do they decide if kfiya is going to work or not? In other words, it's sort of like a little the chicken and the egg.
I'll show you. You have matches on you.
I mean. In other words, shlichas.
They do waterboarding. But they don't have congressional hearings.
But they have to be doing shlichas, right? Shlichas to Avdin, right?
Yeah, but it's automatic. You know?
Oh, so that's what I meant. It's automatic. That's the story.
They don't need that. They should come to you in a dream and point you.
No, in other words, we can apply.
It's automatic. Shlichas is automatic.
But not by knas.
Right, not by gzelos, for chavolos.
So why not? But like zero.
There's rules. Shlichas okay. Mili de motsui. Mila de Chasar and Kiss.
Okay.
Vreizi betumim simen aleph. Hisig olav on the Bach. Because of Shadvar of Einam. The Hisig Bechinam. I don't know what he wants, says the Tzais. The Bach is just echoing Tzais that we saw. Kedivri Bach mvorm betoises. The Medim Baal Moloi bin and Smuchim. Elder Bamashikos of Baparsha. And Mechel Chsib Elohim. But not in general momentous. Ulaman di Omar in Eir Pashas Kosov by boy Smuchin Gabi Dor Zalvos. Ava b'milat the Kfiya lo in the Kaisa Tosav Ufnei Mashiach Nazgenim. So what is the Bach is 100% right. Achlosh in a Bach Shom Shloi B'dikdik Zal Shom. Mil Pish Rashi the Lufnei Koi Ashivim Skenim Sh'olu Ima Lahor Kedekshet Soif Mishpat Al Moshe Omar Ein Chila Kval De B'chol Inyam Binan Smuchim. Ve'eno, the Iker Achilik shekosu Tzaisus be'emila de Kfiya l'dinam ba'alma, who rak l'perish Rashi the koyashim l'skeinim, who yinema the lefem koyalokim the hocha, so then like Achilik be'emila de Kfiya l'din ba'alma, Iker Achilik who rak l'perish Rashi, that it's koyashim l'skeinim, that Achatosu l'fem is not referring back to Elohim, but it's referring to the shim l'skeinim.
Who's against?